Good morning, and welcome to the Shop Local Show with Kelly McKay. Wherever you are in WHHC country, we're glad you joined us, and thank you for making us part of your day. For the next hour, we'll be telling you about fantastic local businesses and the benefits of shopping locally. We will also shine the spotlight on one very special local business. And now, from the 103.7 WHHT Toyota of Bowling Green Studios, here's your host, Kelly McKay.
Hello, good morning. It is Wellness Wednesday, June 11th, and I am solo at the moment. Chad with Lighthouse Counseling will be walking into the studio at any moment. I'm not going to throw him under the bus or anything, but he kind of forgot. So I guess I am kind of throwing him under the bus. He's almost here, he says. He must be listening. So, yes, I have Chad. He will be making his way in this morning here very, very soon. So hang tight for that. I will jump in and go ahead and say thank you to all of our sponsors this week. We have Fireline Outdoors, along with Blake and Brenton Ryan with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. Our Wellness Wednesday sponsor, Lighthouse Counseling. Chad will be here any moment. Southern States Glasgow, along with Esch's Utility Buildings and Plantation Tires. Our phone number is 270-651-3000. And Chad didn't tell me what we're giving away today. Chad, if you're listening, do you know what you're giving away today? Don't be texting and driving, though, man. I hope you're stopped at a red light. So we will give away something this morning, just don't know exactly what that is yet. So tune in to find out here very shortly. All right, so I'll let Chad talk a little bit about Lighthouse Counseling once he gets here this morning. But first, we will talk a few moments about Brenton and Blake Ryan with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. They were in with us yesterday. They just wrapped up a huge sale on Saturday. That was over in Litchfield. Lots of people came out for that. I know they were struggling on Friday with the tent and the tables because of that storm that rolled through that area, but a successful sale and a very successful sale. And they were able to sell a lot of different personal property and of land, of course. And then the sellers were extremely happy about that. So I know they're happy when their sellers are happy, and you know, they work for you. Whenever you want to sell your property or sell, you know, your home, your business, whatever it might be, they are working for you, and they're going to work hard for you and make sure that you get top dollar for your property. So auctions are really a great way to sell personal property, businesses and farms. And if you've never really thought about an auction, you might want to have that conversation with Blake and Brenton. They can sit down and talk with you and give you all the benefits. You know, you are actually, you know, you're not capping off that amount when you have an auction, because people love to bid, especially if they really love the property, really love where it is and all about it. You know, there's these bidding wars that come up. So people love an auction. They love a little competition, and it's always a fun day, and the sellers love it as well. So they want to make selling your home or your property extremely easy, and you can talk with them. And with them, it's double the knowledge, double the experience. Twin it to win it is their motto. And if you have not bought your first home, but maybe you're thinking about doing that, you just don't really know all the ins and the outs, they can help you with that as well. They just went through that not too long ago, and they could sit down with you and talk with you. You got to make sure your credit's good. That's really important, making sure that you have a good credit score. If you don't, you might want to start working on that, because you want to get the best interest rate possible. And another thing that they brought up yesterday is the fact that now is a great time to buy. You don't want to wait. Now is a good time to go ahead and buy. And of course, if, you know, interest rates do drop below where they are right now, you can always refinance. So keep that in mind as well. So give them a call, Blake and Brenton Ryan with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company, 270-766-7908. That's 270-766-7908. That's Blake and Brenton Ryan with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. And here he is. You know I'm going to give you a hard time about this.
I expect nothing less.
I mean, I texted you yesterday afternoon to remind you. Why didn't you put it in your phone?
Well, actually, I did. I had an alarm go off this morning, and it said, go to. And I literally cleared it at like 7:15. I was like, what is that? Of course, I'm doing my morning duties, getting stuff together. And my wife and I are talking about the 15,000 different things that we're supposed to do today. Because that's what you do today if you live in America. And yeah, and you have toothpaste on your mouth.
Toothpaste on his mouth.
You can tell. Look, I wasn't asleep.
You were brushing your teeth when I texted you.
I was brushing my teeth.
I was like, it's like, Chad's kind of really close. He's usually here with bells on.
Yeah, I'm usually early.
And I thought, maybe I ought to text him just in case.
Well, I'm glad you did, because literally, like you said, we talked yesterday. And when we talk, I usually set an alarm as a reminder, like, don't forget, you know, we have to be here. And it was a partial. So I've been using Siri here lately, like, hey, set this alarm or set this reminder. So when it went off and it said, be, it was like, be here, something, be. And I was like, what is that? Because I have usually, you know, pick up prescription medicine, ball games this afternoon, drop this. You know, I said all these because there's so much stuff we do today and it's chaotic. And yeah, I didn't get the full one. Hey, look. Part of being a therapist is owning that. Look, I'm a human too. I make mistakes.
That's right. And we all make mistakes.
I have those conversations with people often. You know, it's very easy to beat yourself up and to, I guess, kind of hurt your self-esteem and those kind of things. And I'm like, listen, we were built to fail from the beginning.
Absolutely.
So just try to make less mistakes, right? Maybe not the same ones.
I'm going to give you some grace. Going to give you some grace.
Hey.
I'm just giving you a hard time because I can do that.
It's a perfect lead-in to what this month is. I was kind of looking at this last night. Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, along with Men's Health Month. Goes hand in hand.
It does. Hey, I'm the first to admit that I forget things. If I do not write it down, if it is not right in front of me or on a post-it or on my calendar or somewhere on my phone, I don't use my phone a whole lot because I'm like, what if it were to go dead?
Yeah.
And my whole calendar, everything is on that phone.
It's dangerous.
That's why I have good old paper calendar.
Well, that is good. But I also think, you know, I look back at our parents and stuff. I'm like, man, it just seemed like they always had everything together. But the world we live in today and the amount of responsibilities that we put on ourselves.
Yes.
Right. That is part of it. You know, I had this thought on the way over here as I was rushing over here. I was like, I took my oldest boy to practice golf. He's going to try it for the golf team. My youngest one, we're going to attempt to try to have baseball practice because it's rained like crazy, right? I've got the yard that I have to figure out how to mow sometime today. They came and seeded yesterday. You know, just all these different things. And I don't remember life being so complicated when I was a kid.
I know. I agree. I remember when it was a lot simpler. It seemed to be, anyway. You talk to our parents, they might not say that. They might, well, we were trying to, you know, balance all these plates and juggle many things.
There were nights
at
home. I mean, there was a lot of nights we spent at home. Now then, it's very seldom I'm home at night. So
let me tell you, I love being at home at night.
That's nice.
I am not disappointed when I'm at home at night and it's me and Kyle and we're having dinner and we don't have any place to be. I'm not upset about it.
Yeah. I agree.
So
for Men's Health and Brain Awareness Month, I'm going to give away a $25 gift card to Napoli's. That's my wife's favorite place.
All right. So, yeah. Good. I love that place.
We go there all the time.
I know. She loves it.
Yeah.
And I don't eat a lot of bread. Like, I have to watch my bread intake because of gluten and everything. But I will make an exception because I can get gluten-free pasta there.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
There's certain dishes that you can't get gluten-free. Right. But I will get a gluten-free pasta, and I will eat one of those incredibly delicious rolls.
Yeah, they are.
They're
good.
Homemade. They're so good.
Anytime you can get anything homemade, it's fantastic.
Yes. Okay, so $25 gift card up for grabs this morning to Napoli's, and that is an Italian restaurant here in town on Happy Valley Road. We love going there. Alex mm-hmm. takes such good care of us. He's been our waiter just about every time that we go. He's so nice.
Oh, yes.
And he likes to cut up with you, you know? And
they're all friendly.
I know. They really Super are. Friendly. They really are. And the food is just out of this world. So great opportunity. If you've not been there yet, win a $25 gift card and try it out. If you have been, you know how delicious it is. So you know you want one. All right. I believe let's have a phone call.
Good morning, Shop Local.
Hi. I'd like to register for the giveaway.
Okay. Would you now?
Yes, please.
Okay, Amber, what are you doing?
Well, I just dropped Daisy off at daycare, and I'm headed into work.
Okay.
Did you forget anything this morning like I did, is the question?
I'm sure if I sit and think about it, yes, because I forget stuff daily.
Thank you.
I'm kind of like Kelly. I have a paper calendar, and I put it in my phone, too, because I don't work the phone very well, so paper is best for me to remember things. And post-it notes everywhere.
It really is. She's not lying when she says that. Just try getting a text from her. You're like, okay, what is Amber trying to say here?
I'm well known for my friends for getting texts that make no sense, but I tell them I'm literally on the move. I'm using a watch. I'm using the car. Like, Siri gets a well-deserved workout with me, so... Just can't
my
understand
talk
my
to text
dialect.
Is almost as bad as my actual writing text, so it's comical.
It is, dear. It so is. All right. Well, I have you down.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
have
welcome.
A good day.
I hope you have a lovely day. I love you lots.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. She didn't say it. Usually she'll say Christmas.
Really?
Like, it's a weird thing that she does when she says bye. It's like, bye. And she's like, Christmas. I'm like, New Year's. It's just something. It's very Amber. If you know Amber at all, she does that.
But, you know, when you say the word Christmas, what kind of feelings is that like?
Happy. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So
instead of goodbye, she says Christmas.
That's a great salutation, right? That's fantastic.
She's the only person in this world that I know that does that. And so I have to think of a...
Kudos to you, Amber.
I have to think of another holiday. It's usually New Year's or Easter or Halloween, you know? There are people listening right now going, oh my gosh, she might be a little crazy. Hey,
anything that can elicit a positive response, so be it.
There you go. Okay, we have another call, Chad.
Good morning, Shop Local.
Good morning. How are you all today?
Fantastic.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing great.
Good.
I was wondering if I could register this morning.
Absolutely. Have you been to Eat There yet, Miss Hope?
No, I have not, but I've heard good things about them.
Now's the time.
Yes, you would love it. It's so delicious.
And it's very, like, just quaint and, you know, just feels like this little, you know, what it is. Like this little homemade type area with... If you had like an outdoor sitting area and you weren't in Glasgow, it would feel like you were in Italy.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. I mean, it is definitely.
I would love to try.
Okay, Miss Hope, what's your phone number?
It's 270-218-0206.
All right. Thank you so much. I hope you have a lovely Wednesday.
Well, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good morning, Shop Local.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Fantastic. How about yourself?
We had this problem yesterday. It's not them.
Hey.
Something is going on.
Somebody's calling back.
It's weird.
Good morning, Shop Local. Good morning, Shop Local.
Morning.
Morning. Sorry about that. I think we got cut off. Different one, maybe.
What you doing this morning?
Listen to y'all.
Yeah? You want to get registered?
Yeah, I'll get to me and Ronnie.
Okay. Have you been able to eat up there yet?
No, I've not. We've been, every time we pass there, she'll say, we're going to have to eat right there. So, well, maybe we'll get to try it with a little money off.
Well, maybe so. Maybe so.
Every little bit helps.
That's right. It does.
I got a follow-up question.
That's out there next to the bank on Happy Valley.
Yes, sir.
It is.
Okay.
I
go to the bank there.
I got a follow-up question for you.
What?
Have you forgotten anything today? I'm trying to get some people on my side here so I don't feel so bad.
Not yet, but I'm going to try to forget something before day gone.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, I was married. I've got something today I didn't have 2 or 3 days ago.
What's that?
I've got a wife.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, it's the 60th year of it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, she's been tough, hasn't she?
Mr. Milam, you're so silly.
Just rest your me and her. Don't rest your Stanley.
Okay, well, what's your phone number?
590-6883. I'm not going to take Stanley with me.
Okay, that's probably a good idea.
Y'all have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Shop Local.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
All right, we're good. We'll try this again, Jimmy. Sorry the phone line hung up.
Sorry about that.
They've got gremlins.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I want to get arrested this morning.
All right. What's your phone number?
It's 576-5590.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
You want to... Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, Chad, let's talk a little bit about Lighthouse Counseling.
It's great in the Lighthouse Counseling world these days.
Yes.
We just started our partnership with the Boys and Girls Club here about 3 weeks ago, I think. this past week was my first week actually performing some duties. I've been kind of going and introducing, you know, the product that we're selling there to those kids there at the Boys and Girls Club, and just kind of interacting with the kids, getting to know, you know, the staff there, working with the kids on things that they're doing there at the club, you know, kind of getting a feel of what the process is like. And they've got so many interesting groups and things that they do there. If you went and spent just one day there, you wouldn't get to see it all because they've got so much going on. It's it's fantastic. I give Wade and Mally kudos to that place.
The entire staff.
Yes, everybody there.
Everybody works so hard.
Those are just the two
hard.
People that I'm closest with. But absolutely. Yeah. Everybody there is fantastic. And, you know, Patrick's always around. You know, he comes and checks in. And I saw him there last week. And it's been a good experience, or a great experience so far. And we're really now just starting to get going. It's something that a lot of these children maybe don't have the opportunity to have somebody outside of school that says, hey, you know, this situation you're dealing with right now, you know, has anybody ever taught you how to kind of cope with these situations or kind of handle them? And, you know, it's just having that extra person there to kind of, whenever maybe a tough moment happens at the club, or maybe they're just having a bad day, pull them aside, have a conversation, maybe teach them a few things, be a mentor or friend. You know, there's lots of things that you can do for these kids. And it's not that the staff don't already do that, but they're also in charge of running these groups and stuff. So they really can't, you know, have as much one-on-one time where we can kind of do that kind of stuff with them. So excited about the things we're going to do there. That program, I feel like, is going to grow and grow. been working with the other side of it at Bridge now for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Especially those people who are dealing with homelessness and lots of different things. They do some really great work over there trying to help, you know, individuals get back on their feet and get headed back in the right direction. And I'm happy to be over there trying to assist those clients and doing some things there with a few people there, and just kind of mingling and interacting and trying to be helpful in ways we can there. But that's kind of the whole goal. You know, originally when my boss started Lighthouse, I believe in end of 2019 and beginning of 2020, Sarah, you can correct me off air at some point, you know, unless you want to call in today.
Or you can call in and correct him on air.
Yes, that's why not be reprimanded in front of a crowd, right? Let's go back to stoning. No,
just kidding.
But in all reality, it was around that time frame, and I started about a year after that. And Sarah and I talked that, you know, I love Bowling Green. I've worked in Bowling Green all all and on and off throughout my lifetime. And with my current situation here with my wife and what she does for the cheer and gymnastics industry and all the little girls that she helps, you know, do all that stuff, she's busy a lot of times at nighttime. And my family are sports and activity oriented, and they're busy at nighttime. So that means dad's got to be ready to kind of go and roll and do these things and help it as much. And shout out to grandparents. They're very helpful too. What they do, what they can to help with those activities and getting people places. But Glasgow's my hometown. I always wanted to work and benefit the people here. So the goal was, when I started, the conversation I had before I ever agreed to start there was, I'm going to build my product here in Bowling Green, and I'm going to slowly take my time and build Glasgow and have my product here as a not a standalone, but kind of its own version of Lighthouse, having the meaning and the depth and the purpose of Lighthouse, with of course the guidance of Sarah and all my people in Bowling Green that help. Shout out to Brandy and Sam and all the y'all, you other girls that helped me. Just kind of have it as a place here, like an extension office almost. Yeah. And I still go to Bowling Green. I'm down to one day a week now.
Oh,
I will
you?
Change
I
that.
Change
yes,
that.
I am. Well, not totally. I go Monday mornings because Monday afternoons are my day at the Boys and Girls Club. So right. I kind of travel back and forth. But Monday mornings I have some straggler clients that I need to kind of wrap up some things on. But eventually it's going to be Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday here in Glasgow, and then Tuesdays for my clients who I just don't have the heart to kind of transfer or move off yet. Eventually those things will happen, but I think I'll always kind of have at least one day a month or 2 days a month in Bowling Green just for staffing and different things like that. But I've slowly grown it. I just now started, you know, of course, with you all, with the advertising and stuff, and everything has been word of mouth up to that, which I wanted it to. You know, growth is great. I don't know that I'm ready for it to blow up. If it does, and that's what the good Lord wants, then that's what will happen. But I'm kind of happy doing what I'm doing right now. And I want to work and I want to help, but I also want time for my kids and my family. That's, you know, I feel like that you have to have a priority and a plan. And sometimes you can get off on that, and it's difficult, right, when we start transitioning things and other things grow, and I'm not willing to step back on family part. That's something that's always been important to me, and I want that. So we'll just see where things go.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
yeah,
it's exciting. It's exciting times.
It's good stuff. All right, let's make some calls.
Good morning, Shop Local.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
About the same.
Tell me you forgot something this morning. Don't make me feel bad.
I forget everything.
Yes.
That's my wife.
Yes. I'm not alone. We're in this together. It's Men's Health Month.
He is really
trying. I guarantee it.
You're really trying to get a bunch of people in your boat this morning, Chad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm there.
Self-preservation.
As long as it don't sink, I'm with him.
There you go. We'll paddle together.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Johnny, you're wanting to get qualified?
Yeah, all three of us.
Okay. Becca and Doug, is that right? Okay.
Yep.
All right, what's the phone number?
670-8953.
8953. All right, I have you down. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. If you've got a good battery, I've got a trolling motor.
Trolling motor?
Yeah, to put on that boat.
Yeah. I'm sure I can find a battery somewhere.
Okay, that'll work.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
Good morning, Shop Local.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'd like to get registered, please.
Fantastic. You got to tell me first if you forgot anything today.
Yeah, if I forgot anything today.
Yeah, I nearly forgot my show this morning.
Not nearly, you did.
I didn't, because I had a good friend message me, so see.
Well, I tell you, if I forgot anything, I forgot it.
There you go. That's my guy. Don't even remember. That's good.
Okay. Well, what is your name?
Kenny Hood.
Kenny.
And I'd also like to register my wife, Cindy Hood.
Okay. And what's the phone number?
It's 427-8370.
8370. All right. Thank you for calling, Kenny. I hope you have a great day.
Well, thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. 270-651-3000. 651-3000 is the number to call. We have a $25 gift card to give away to Napoli's Italian restaurant, which is located on Happy Valley Road here in Glasgow. And it's so delicious. If you've not been there, you can try it out. If you have been there, you know how yummy it is, and you're going to want to go back. So we'll give that away at the end of the hour. First, let's talk about Plantation Tires, which is brand new to Shop Local. They've been on a couple of times, but still brand new because they're a brand new business. And they are now open in Tompkinsville. Brent Ayers, he is the guy running the place over there, and he used to work at a place here in Glasgow. I'm not going to say where because I don't want to drop their name, but he is now at Plantation Tires, and Brent's a great guy. He will get you taken care of. Right now, they are offering a special on tires. Select sets, buy three, get one free.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. It's going to save you a little bit of money.
Tires are important, especially in this time of year where lots of rain, yes, precipitation. You don't want to be driving on tires with no tread.
Tread. Yeah. That's exactly right. So they have tires for any vehicle. They have tractor tires, tractor trailer tires. If you're looking for that, they do oil changes, and they will do a free alignment check, and they will align your vehicle if it is out of alignment. Always wonder if I should say, is it out of line? Or out of alignment?
I think it would be alignment.
Alignment?
Always, I don't know. That's a good question.
Because I'm like, my car needs to be aligned.
See, I'm good with having discussions with people. English and all that. I've never been good. Even in my master's program, most of my points were taken off for English-related stuff.
Yeah.
Not my thing.
That's one of those tricky words.
Yeah.
You know? But they do free alignment checks. So if you're needing that, if your wheel is pulling to your steering wheel is pulling to the left or to the right, and it's not like it should
be.
It's dangerous. It is, and it's hard, and it wears on your tires too. So get that free alignment check. They carry all the top brands, and of course they offer hometown service. Plus, if you are military first responder, you get an additional 10% off of your price. So that's something that they do, and they wanted to do that from the very beginning. They are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, Saturday, 8 till noon. That phone number is 270-457-3953. That's 270-457-3953. They're about 25 minutes from Glasgow. The way that I go is out Roseville Road. You go through Dry Fork because they're on that side of Tompkinsville.
That's a pretty area just to drive.
It really is. I mean, I enjoyed the drive. I punched 82 Barbara Road into my GPS, and it took me straight to it. And it was a nice afternoon. I went over there, and so it's worth the drive. Brent's going to get you taken care of. He's going to get you a great deal, great price on tires, and he'll take care of you. Plantation Tire Shop. Right next to Plantation Used Auto Parts, which is a salvage yard. It's a huge salvage yard right there, right behind Plantation Tires. They have hoods, doors, fenders. They offer rear axle assembly, engines and transmissions. I mean, they have like a whole slew of things over there. So if you're looking for something like that, check out their salvage yard. They also offer 10% off for military
Kudos
and first responders. All you got to do is show your ID. So keep that in mind as well. If they don't have it, they will get it for you. That's Plantation Used Auto Parts in Tompkinsville, right behind Plantation Tires. They are also open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4, Saturday, 8 till 2. Okay. Take
another
phone. Call us back. 270-651-3000, 651-3000. We are giving away a $25 gift card to Napoli restaurant.
Good morning, Shop Local. Good morning.
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear. I had to turn my radio down.
That's okay. That's all right.
I was just calling to see if I can get registered for me, my mom, and my sister.
Yes, the names, please.
Melissa Hardwick.
Melissa, okay.
Michelle Morgan.
All right.
And Brenda Morgan.
The real question is, have you forgot anything this morning?
I forget something every day. I make two trips. I go to the car, have to turn back in. I get to the end of my road, I have to turn the way because I've left my phone or something. It's daily. It's daily. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad.
You're making him feel better. Yeah, you are.
It's,
you really,
it's Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, so something that's very important. Very telling.
What's the phone number?
299-1277.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
All right, thank you. Day. Thanks, y'all too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So I will tell you, I didn't do it this morning, but there are mornings.
Join the crowd.
I know. It's not that I necessarily forget to do something, but I'm not sure if I did remember to do it. So when I'm leaving in the morning.
Now, is that an OCD thing? Like, do you check things 2 and 3 times?
This I do.
Okay.
This I do. I will pull out of my driveway and I will think, did I shut the garage door? I've gotten all the way to the end of my road, turned around, and drove all the way back to double check. And guess what? It is closed. But you know what I found? If I say the garage door is closed, if I say it out loud, and then I remember, oh, I said it this morning, so it's closed.
The three biggest things I hear with obsessive compulsive is garage door, front door, coffee maker.
See, I just, in the usually my coffee maker, I just do a single cup in the morning, so I don't have to worry about that.
But I know a lot of people still do like the...
I figured you were going to say curling iron.
I'd say that's probably pretty big, too. That would be something, because that can be a fire hazard really quick.
Yes, it can. Unless you have the kind that shuts off automatically after so long, which I think I have one of those.
Again, this goes back to our original conversation. We have so much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that our parents, we didn't have anything as kids. Your family and my family were similar in a lot of ways. And, you know, I came from a middle class family and you all kind of were in the same situation, I feel like. And I didn't have a ton of stuff. I had everything I needed and I had plenty to keep me busy. Mm-hmm. Most of my time was spent outside playing with friends, you know, video game systems, all these extras, phones and big TVs and all that, you know. I have them all. I'm not going to sit here and say that I don't, but it's changed a lot. And then you add in the expectations that come with them. You know, when you look at, let's just say, when I used to say 50 years ago, but 50 years ago was only 1975 almost. So that wasn't that far ago.
Not yet. Not yet, Chad.
But let's say 75 years ago, right? You know, the expectations. People got out, a lot of manual labor, a lot of stuff like that. And then we created all these electronics and things to, quote unquote, make our life easier. Mm-hmm. But they take up so much more of our time.
Yeah, they
you know,
do.
People used to get off at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and come home and they would visit with their neighbors. I've had this conversation. I don't remember how many times as a kid that my mother would send me down to a neighbor's to borrow some sugar or to get some milk or something because... Yeah. Houchins closed at a certain time, and convenience stores weren't really a thing, or at least going in our direction, you know, as a young child. And I tell people, you know, I feel like my generation has got to experience the most growth. I mean, I openly admit this, but the church I went to as a kid, we had an outhouse.
And yeah,
You want to talk about having an experience in the cold and the winter? If you haven't experienced that, that's something that's...
I was so thankful when they added those bathrooms on.
I remember those days, right? But that was simple. I also tell people, you know, some of the best naps I ever took was on my grandparents' old velour couch.
Mm-hmm.
They had no air conditioning unit. They just had a big box fan, and it would point at me. And it was probably 100 degrees outside, and it was so comfortable.
And it raining outside.
Oh.
I've got one. Yes, similar to that. Box fan in the window, it's coming a rain or a good summertime thunderstorm, And I'm laying on one of Grandma's homemade blankets in the floor because there was a bunch of us grandkids, okay? And we were all at Grandma's house on Sunday and after church. And so we would all, you know, if it was raining or whatever, we might lay down and take a nap or we'd be playing somewhere doing something. But yeah, I've talked about those memories so many times because those are the best memories.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that we grew up when we did.
Yes, yes.
I really am.
You know, I have conversations. I feel like we got to know some of the greatest Americans that ever lived. Our grandparents and those people that lived through the Great Depression and World War One and World War Two. Like those were some tough people, right? and we got to experience that, you know, some good things from them. But I feel like that we've kind of got the greatest experience. You know, we got some really, really valuable lessons and cool stuff from when you're young, when life is simple. But now then we live through all the tech and change and stuff like that. And for some, I feel like that's part of where our anxiety and all this comes. We've had a lot of change in 47 years of experience. So
what do you wait?
I have had a lot of experience in my 47 years.
I'm not 47 yet, Chad. You're older than me.
Remember that always.
Yes, remember that always. I will never be as old as you.
That is true. But we're creeping, man.
Oh, we're very close. Oh, we're close. Yeah. But I won't be 47 till August.
See, I'll turn 48 shortly after.
I know. See, I was the one of
you were the baby.
Youngest.
I remember that.
I was one of the babies in the class. Yeah, that's true. So, okay, let's see. I think we...
We got one.
No, we talked too long.
Oh. Oh, no, it's falling apart.
It's falling apart. Okay. You can still call. 270.
Time for an upgrade.
The button fell off. I think I can fix it. I don't know. It's just, you know, one of those things.
Hey, it's Wednesday.
It is.
That button forgot to do its job.
It did. It totally did.
Thank you, button.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, there we go.
Good morning, Shop Local.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Y'all talking about be it your age and stuff. I'm 62, and I've seen a lot change in my world.
Absolutely. You've got a little bit more experience than us even. Do you yearn for those older days?
I miss it bad. Yeah. We used to go to my Grandma Young's every Sunday, and that woman would have food on the table like you wouldn't believe.
Yes, yes.
And it was kind
of there was eight
good.
Of us, so eight kids, and then Mom and Daddy, and then her kids, and I don't know how she done it, but she did.
That's a lot of mouths to cook for, isn't it?
Yes, and they would kill hogs. Mm-hmm. We'd go watch them and stuff, and yeah. It was the good old days.
Those
make her better.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't realize how simple it was.
Yep.
No, had no
idea.
I
loved it back then.
Yeah.
I watch my kids now, and I realize how frustrated they get when they don't have that instant gratification, you know, where we had to, like, be creative, right? Mm-hmm. I want to play baseball. I don't have a ball and a bat. Let's go see if we can find a stick, see if we can find an acorn, you know, like.
Something. Yeah.
We created
You know what I've told my grandkids? I've told my grandkids, I'll see somebody cutting tobacco on the side of the road. For a little bit, I'd stop and show y'all what I had to do and let y'all handle, see if y'all can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they couldn't, but I doubt they would want to do that, right?
No. Yep.
Yeah. Well,
we didn't have a choice.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You didn't.
That's a big difference, right?
Yeah.
Yep. But I want to sign up for the giveaway.
Okay, Linda, what's your phone number?
270-670-1441. And go ahead and sign Mike up.
Okay. Hey.
And my daughter, Alicia Carter.
Alicia Carter. I haven't talked to Andy. Is he okay?
I think so. I ain't talked to him in a couple of days. I got to take him back to the doctor. I think it's next week I got to take him.
Okay. Well, I was thinking yesterday afternoon. I was like, I haven't talked to Andy. I haven't talked to him all week. So I'll just check him.
I may call him and check
on
him.
Yeah, I may text him and make sure he's okay. Usually I hear from him at least, you know, once by now. So
we love our Andy.
I know it. I do too.
The question of the day is, have you forgotten anything yet? I'm trying to get a tally going here.
It's all the time.
All right.
One time I put tea on to boil on the stove, went out, started mowing the yard, and my husband at that time, he says, he come out there and he's standing with his arms on his hip. And I said, what? He said, are you boiling tea or baking tea? It boiled the water out of it.
Now, listen, I want you to know he's probably waited for that moment for decades. Hey. To catch you in something you finally made a mistake in.
Linda, I got one even better than that. And I was a kid. I may have been a teenager, maybe. I was at my grandma's house, and I was making tea. Well, I thought I was anyway. And I put it in the microwave, put it in the bowl, you know, the bowl that she always used with the tea bags in there, put it in the microwave. And then we started smelling something. We're like, what is that smell? It smells like something burning. I forgot to put the water in it.
Oh my God.
Totally forgot the water. I thought I was doing so good making the tea, forgot to put the water in it. Now, I was a young girl. I knew, but I guess my mind was elsewhere.
Right,
it was
ingredient.
A major ingredient in making tea. And my mom, she laughed so hard. She's never let me live that down. Yeah, I forgot the water.
Have you ever went to do something and forget what you were going to do, so you go back to the same place that you started at, thinking, what did I going to do?
I do that all the time. I do it all the time, too. Yeah.
I've been caught looking for my phone with it in my pocket, or maybe even in
your hand.
Yeah, and I'm like, whoa. That's a sign right there that you got too much going on.
I know. But what did I have going on as a kid that I forgot to put the water in the...
You were probably busy going to build a fort or, like, put some lipstick on or, you know,
or I was going
a baby doll.
Or going to the pool or something. Yeah, I mean, I had to have something on my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. But, all right, Linda, I've got you all down, okay?
All right. It was good talking to you.
You
all.
Too. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good morning, Shop Local.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to get registered for the gift card, please.
What's the name?
This is Dee Dee Kelly.
Oh, well, I can't hardly hear you. There's some kind of crackling or something.
Sounds like you're in a tornado.
I'm sorry, I'm in the car.
Yeah, it just sounds weird. You said Dee Dee, right?
I'm sorry, I'm in the auto.
That's okay. Dee Dee London, right?
Sorry.
Dee Dee London?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I wanted to make sure. All right, Dee Dee, what's your phone number?
270-646-0022.
You going to ask her?
Oh, of course. Have you forgotten anything today? That's the key question.
I'm sorry?
Have you forgotten anything today? That's the number one question of the hour. Tell me you've forgotten something.
Oh, I'm sure I have, but yes. I've forgotten what I forgot.
Yeah. The reason why I asked that is I forgot about this show when I was about 5 minutes late this morning.
I know. I heard that.
Yeah. See, I'm trying to tally up some people on my side.
Yes, but at least you got your teeth brushed, so the day's good.
That's right.
Yeah, there
start
was
fresh.
There
that's
was,
right.
Dee Dee, there was full-on evidence that he got his teeth brushed when he walked into
there
the studio.
I expected Kelly did her motherly job. She, like, looked right here and then, like, handed me something to wipe
and
it off
And I was
with.
Being discreet. I wasn't even going to talk about that on the air. And then he says it, and I was like, well, if he's going to talk about it, then I'm going to talk about it, like too. I handed him the mirror, I pointed at it. And so, but, yeah, I was trying to be nice about that.
See, my way of dealing with things is I own it, and then I drag everybody else into it, just like I've done this morning. Because, see, I'm not the only forgetful one, right? We're all in this boat together.
That's
right. At least now when you go out the rest of the day, you won't have a white foamy mouth. So.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you so much.
You all have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Esch's Utility Buildings, which is located on West Main Street. Their Glasgow location is on West Main Street. They have locations in Bowling Green. They have locations, of course, in Berksville, Marybone. They have locations in Tennessee. They're all at Lebanon. They have locations all over the place. Mm-hmm. So there is a location near you. All you have to do is log on to eschutilitybuildings.com and find that location. And they have so many beautiful buildings. Whether you're needing something just something very simple to hold all of your outdoor belongings, your lawnmower, your rakes, your shovels, you know, all of those outdoor things, or you want something a little more luxurious, maybe a pool house or a garden shed or a she shed or a man cave or whatever it might be. They can create anything. They can create tiny homes. Mm-hmm. They can create garages. They can, if you can visualize it or have an idea, they can put it down on paper and they can build it.
That's pretty fantastic right there. I mean, that tells you there's a lot of variety. Mm-hmm. They've done this for a long time.
They have. You bring the idea, they will build it.
I always find myself, I can always use more space.
Yeah.
Always. Mm-hmm. You know, I refuse to, like, get a bigger house or more property because I'm like, no, we got in during COVID. We're here for the ride for a while.
Yeah.
But we moved from a smaller house and it's already full now. Mm-hmm. And you can fill, if you get a utility building, you can fill it pretty quickly with something. I can promise you.
You can. And if there are exact specifications that you are looking for, again, they can customize it to fit your exact need. And most of these buildings, most all of their buildings come with a 10-year warranty. And they can withstand 130 mile per hour winds.
That's pretty impressive. It's actually very impressive.
Yes, I thought so too. I went by to see Joey one day there at the lot, and it was one of those very windy days back in the spring, I guess. It was super windy, and I blew in the front door, and I said, oh my gosh, it's so windy. Can these things withstand a tornado? And Joey said, actually, they can withstand 130 mile per hour winds.
That's impressive.
And very impressive. Very impressive. They are very well built. And you can just walk into one and see how well built they are. And Danielle will be in with us on Friday to talk more about Esch's utility buildings. Again, their Glasgow location is located 1425 West Main Street, 1425 West Main Street, eschutilitybuildings.com. All right, let's take a couple calls.
Good morning, Shop Local.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to... Well, what are y'all giving away today?
Napoli's gift card, $25. It's a fantastic place to eat.
Okay, sign me up.
All right.
Kim Taylor.
All right.
Kim, the key question for the day is, have you forgotten anything yet? This morning.
The brush my teeth.
Oops.
Hey, join the crowd. See, I'm bringing everybody with me here. We're all forgetful. I felt awful this morning when I was about 6 minutes late to my appointment for this radio show. Thank goodness my good friend Kelly reminded me last second, and I sped over here just above the speed limit.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
And I felt awful the whole way, and then I thought, you know what? I'll just bring the world with me.
That's
right.
You
know, we're all in this together. We're all forgetful.
That's right. Kim, what's your phone number, dear?
270-261-1322.
All right. Thank you.
You.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Shop Local. Hello.
Phone line.
Angry phones today.
Oh, yes. They are. Okay. Got a couple more sponsors I've got to get in. Fireline Outdoors, of course, is also located on West Main Street here in Glasgow. They have a little bit of everything. I know, do you take Garner fishing? Do y'all go fishing much?
Or y'all
mainly baseball?
Well, no. He has begged to go fishing for the last few years. Now, preface to this, Garner is very active. He does dangerous things, and the idea of a sharp hook and him and me, and like there's going to have to be some really, really strict guidelines before we start, or somebody's going to be hooked. So, but he's desperate to go. And I promised him this summer. Last year, I kind of put him off, and I felt bad about that. But how old is he now? He's four. He's not even five yet.
Oh,
but he can throw a baseball.
Oh, I know. I saw your video the other day.
I mean, he can do, like, athletically wise, he's fantastic. I mean.
Well, how could he not be between you and Drew?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, really.
He did. I'm sure he did. I'll give Groot. He probably doesn't get most of that from me. If he's got a sense of humor,
you were athletic.
That for me,
You were athletic in school. You played baseball. You played basketball. You didn't play football though, did you?
I played all the way up to my freshman year.
I
broke
my
ankle. So.
That's right. That's right. But you did play baseball and basketball.
Yeah,
I mean, did. You were athletic.
It's been so long, I've forgotten. The only thing athletic I do now is move from chair to couch and occasionally swing a golf club. So avoid a kid, right?
Yeah. But Fireline, when you are ready to go fishing,
absolutely.
They will hook you up with all the rods, the reels, baits, tackle boxes, all the fun stuff.
We will come visit because he needs his own first little fishing pole. I promised that to him.
Yes.
So and the older one, he's gone fishing before too, mm-hmm. Trip, but he's not as hungry for it. Garner really won't. He thinks he's going to catch a baby shark. So that's another thing.
Aww. Well, and if you go when Colt is there, Colt could help him pick out his first.
Then Colt will be coming to see you soon.
Yes, yes. So Colt is he loves to help whenever it comes to Fireline. He's a very good helper around there. But they carry lots of knives. And whether you're needing an everyday knife or you want a collector's, they have all of those. Ricky can talk all day long about knives. He is the knife guru. They have crossbows and targets, the Titan hunting blinds. They also have tons of boots, lots of cowboy boots. They have gator waders, sandals, a little bit of everything. They have the little gator waders and the little shoes.
Yes,
for the little ones. Candleberry candles. Deer mineral and feed. They have the Dano seasonings and the Bubba Rubs for Grill Masters.
Mm-hmm.
The Costa sunglasses. Gosh, they have.
I need some new sunglasses.
These are really nice. They're all polarized, lifetime warranty.
Yep.
150 styles to choose from. As you walk into Fireline, they're going to be to your right. They have a whole display case right there. Tons of styles. And they just have a little bit of everything. That's just a drop in the bucket to what they have. I know she has some Simply Southern that she just got in recently. Lots of Hooey caps. Lots of caps.
I'm a cap
hats.
Guy.
Yep. Yeah, they have lots of those. And, gosh, I'm just trying to think of, I know I'm forgetting something, but they have so much. Follow them on Facebook if you haven't already. They're really good about posting. Amy posts things all the time. They do videos on there. They do lives. And it's quite funny seeing Ryan get on those live videos. He's such a talker.
Yeah.
But, and they're listening to us over at Fireline. So good morning to Amy and Colt. Go see Colt. He's listening right now.
Oh, Colt, we'll be there. We'll try to come this weekend.
There you go.
Because I've already been asked twice this week. So I got to pony up if for dad.
Yep.
So.
Going to have to. So Fireline Outdoors on West Main Street in Glasgow. They're at the red light diagonal from the People's Bank. Okay. We have a couple of phone calls.
Good morning, Shop Local.
Good morning.
Morning.
May I register my husband, please?
Absolutely.
What's the name?
Dean Klein.
Klein? Okay, how do you spell the first name?
Fudean, and then Hines is the last name.
Okay, and to spell the last name for me.
Hinds.
Hinds. Okay, Sadine Hines, correct?
Yes.
Okay, got it. What's the phone number?
518-610-0592.
Where are you calling from this morning?
Glasgow.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for listening.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Good morning, Shop Local.
What?
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you like to?
I'd like to register for the giveaway, please.
Okay, what's the name?
Sherry, Shari Harper.
Sherry Harper, okay. And what's your phone number, Sherry?
It's 270-404-5825.
May I ask where you're calling from, Sherry?
Park City.
Okay.
Good old Park City.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I have one more sponsor, and then we're going to have to draw for a winner. The hour flew by really fast.
Really?
That's... Yeah. Really fast.
I was only here for 54 minutes of
it. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
You flew solo.
It's for just a few moments. Southern States, Glasgow, located right off 31E at the railroad tracks there across from Lee Brick and Block here in Glasgow. They are your place to go get your propane for your grill, for your home, for your greenhouse, for your outdoor fire pits and heaters, that sort of thing. Make sure that you've got those filled so that they are ready to go whenever you need it. And they are actually one of the top suppliers of propane gas in the country.
Wow.
So it's smart to go with Southern States Glasgow. They are a reliable source for propane. And, of course, they want to grow their propane side of the business, like they help you grow your crops and your gardens this summer with Southern States. They, you know, have all the things for your garden. You know, if you have weeds, they can help take care of that. They have feed for your cattle, your chickens, dogs, cats, everything like that. But whenever it comes to propane, their technicians are incredible. They will deliver it to you if you have those larger tanks. And then if you have the smaller tanks, bring those to them and they will refill them for you. And of course, it's almost summer propane fill up time. So keep that in mind. That will be here very, very soon. So if you have any questions, give them a call at 270-651-6167. That's 270-651-6167. All right. We're going to wrap this puppy up.
Yeah.
It was a very busy hour.
Yeah, it didn't. It didn't seem like an hour. It went by fast.
I know, it did. So I'll let you finish up with Lighthouse Counseling.
Okay. Well, like I said, we're excited to be partnering with Bridge Kentucky and the Boys and Girls Club here in town. My good friend Wade Copas does a fantastic job with both of those places. And, you know, these are conversations we'd had for a long time. So I'm glad all those kind of things came to fruition. I still am doing individual family parenting classes. We work with a variety of different, I guess you would say, struggles, illnesses, day-to-day life challenges. I still have some open spots in my schedule here in Glasgow, and we have a fantastic staff in Bowling Green. Listen, I'm on here to sell myself, obviously, but we're a company, you know. Our main hub is in Bowling Green, 701 Chestnut Street. The phone number is 270-904-0055. I've got more than a handful of great coworkers, both that help me and our therapist and counselors and case managers and service support assistants, lots of different things that we offer clients whenever they come, if available. And, they're fantastic. And if I don't have room, there's plenty of willing and fantastic therapists that work with us. So, you know, obviously sometimes people prefer male and female. If male's not your cup of tea, we've got plenty of females that work in Bowling Green. And the options of telehealth are there, right? I have a lot of telehealth clients that, you know, can't make it for numerous reasons. And that's great. It's a great option if life happens or things happen, and you can always do that as a backup. But really excited to keep growing here in Glasgow. This is my hometown. I want to serve here and be part of here. So would love to sit down and talk with anybody that's got any questions. My Glasgow office is 201 Lincoln Road. It's my wife and sister-in-law's building, and that's Extreme Gymnastics Gym B. But I have my own waiting area and office door, and I'm working on either a sign or an awning over there so people don't get lost. But I'm kind of the side entrance to the side. But excited to be here and excited to continue to work and grow this area.
Okay. All right, Chad, here's our lucky number.
14.
Number 14 would be Miss Linda Davidson. So congratulations to Linda. You've got the $25 gift certificate to Napoli's. So we'll figure out how you get that.
Yeah, sometime around, as soon as they open, I'm going to run by this morning and get it, because I'm sure that my wife may decide she wants to have lunch there today.
Okay. Wouldn't be upset about that,
no,
right?
No.
Of course not. Of course not. Well, Chad, thanks for the giveaway. Thanks for being here, even though you're late. But we appreciate you very much.
I'll be back and won't be late next time.
You know I love you. So. All right. Thanks again to Fireline Outdoors. Also, Blake and Brenton Ryan with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. Of course, Wellness Wednesday presented this week by Lighthouse Counseling. And Chad was in this morning. Southern States Glasgow, Esh's Utility Buildings, and Plantation Tires. Please remember to think, shop, eat, and always experience local.
103.7 WHHT HD1. Come on. Cave City, Glasgow.